You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, welcome. Good morning. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And boy, do we have a show for you today. We're talking fitness. You know, every now and then, we try for every 6 weeks, we have a fitness show. And, you know, like the theory, the concept, the vision of this show, we have ideas for you. And the premise is that health comes from a lot of little changes that you make, and pretty soon, before you know it, you've made a bunch of little easy changes, and wow, you're healthier. And so, you know, when it comes to exercise, you've got to sample things. And so you've got to sample different types of exercise. Different types of exercise work for you, and just because your neighbor or your brother-in-law is doing something, it might not be your special formula for exercise. So you have to get out and try stuff. So our show today, we're offering you information from three different groups. So we're gonna start with Lake Redding Golf Course, then we're moving on to a gal from Adamson's Peak Performance, and then we have the Curves crew here in the studio too. So we have different approaches for you. And I want to talk to you a little bit about exercise for a second, because, you know, we're a finicky, funny group here. If you're wondering, you know, you can kind of see what category you fit into. About 20% of us are exercisers, where we do it daily. It's a pattern of our personality. We have workout friends. We're sort of just, we're in the zone there. We're addicted to it. I shouldn't say we, because that's not my category. But these are people with a lot of passion for exercise, and they make up about 20% of us. Then there's about another 15% of us where they, you know, exercise, you're doing it on a regular basis. You have for 20 years or for 10 years. It might not be your passion, but for whatever reason, you are a disciplined person and you go out and do it because you know it's good for you, or that it makes you feel better, or there's some reason, something, you're gaining something from it. And that's about 35% of our population are exercisers. And then there's the group, well, about 65% of us don't exercise regularly. So, you know, I fall into this next category, which about 10% of us start and stop exercising all the time. So that's sort of where I have to check the box. And then about 25% of people, they're not exercising regularly, but they're active people. They are people who are busy moving around. You know, maybe they're raising kids. They're just busy all day. So they might be moving, which is great, but they're not really active exercisers. And so then we get to the category that we worry about. The next category is the fact that 30% of us don't exercise. We are sedentary. And so this is a group that, you know, 30% of us are sedentary. That means a third of the country. That means a third of your neighborhood. And so there's a sort of little scenario that starts for people. And it looks kind of like this. Maybe you get up, you go to the computer, you go to work, you sit. And so you just sort of have a sitting type life. And then maybe by midday you're tired. And then you go home and you're exhausted because you've been sitting all day. And what do? Because you're so tired from sitting, you sit again. And so maybe you're now going to watch TV. And so because you're just so tired from sitting. And I guess what, you know, part of our technological age is that I want to remind you that sitting is exhausting. And so we're not really designed to sit. And so we need to start thinking about moving around and developing patterns where you move just a little bit more. And so otherwise you get stuck in this not really wanting to do anything because you're so tired from sitting thing. So if you're one of that, if you're part of that group, I want to encourage you to just listen hard today, because maybe you'll hear something that might sound a little bit fun. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about how little exercise you can do and get benefits. So this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. You're listening to Positively Healthy. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Laying down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. You know, you can also go to kcnr1460.com. If you have to sneak out in the middle of the show and you're wondering how it ended, you can always go listen online. Also, if you want to call in and talk to me or the guests today, you can call us at 605-4567. And if you're listening out of the area, that's area code 530. I want to talk to you a little bit about how, you know, the positive changes of exercise, and sometimes we always think it has to be a huge amount of exercise, but I'll tell you what, if you're coming out of that sedentary crowd, well, I want to mention to you that, you know, your first question to ask yourself is, can you walk for 1 minute? And if you realize that you can walk for 1 minute, then you can probably work up slowly, just nice and easy, up to 3 minutes. And at the 3 minute mark, you start getting fabulous oxygen to your brain. And you know what happens when you get oxygen to your brain? You know, you can the brain starts to rewire itself a little bit, and it's easier to learn new tasks. Neurons repair themselves. It's an unbelievable thing, and that's in just 3 minutes. You know, that means that you could probably, you know how we all have that frenzy out in front of the market or the theater or Costco, we're all trying to get that best spot. Well, how about if we just intentionally go park way the heck out there and, you know, walk our way nice and gently into wherever we're headed? We're going to get some nice oxygen to our brain. And so, you know, there's a serious connection between movement and the brain, and so we need for people to who are sitting around somewhat sedentary to kind of make a little comeback there. So at 3 minutes a day, a lot of good things happen. Now let's just say you start realizing that you can work up to 20 minutes a day. All right, now there's more magic that happens at this point. So this is a spot where you decrease your chances of having a stroke by 57%. And that's pretty high. You know, as people age, they worry about two things. One is losing their mind, and two is having a stroke. So right now I've just taught you two ways to really decrease, you know, to help your brain stay alive and active through getting oxygen and to decrease your risk of stroke. So you know, exercise is a funny thing. If you can just start doing a little bit of it, start moving around, you'll be a whole lot better off. And so when we say, you'll hear, you need to exercise more, and immediately our brain goes to the hardest thing you could ever imagine yourself doing, which psychs you out. And if someone says you need to eat healthier, you immediately picture like some awful meal that won't be satisfying. And so we have to realize, we have to decipher some of these words. You know, what does exercise mean? It means some really easy, fun stuff, which leads me to our first guest. And so I want to welcome Linnell Smith. Linnell, welcome to our show today.
Thank you.
She's one of the owners. She and her husband, Jim, own the Lake Redding Golf Course, Redding's oldest golf course. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Yeah. So, and I also want to introduce Mark Beecham. Mark is often our co-host, and he is a golfer. And so, you know, I am not a golfer, but so many people love golf, and you guys are over there with this completely amazing golf course. I was in there not long ago buying a gift certificate for my neighbor turning 90, and he is a golfer. And I just thought you had a great thing going on over there. So, what kind of activities do you have for the public?
Well, it's a public golf course, so it's always open to the public, and we're open every day, unless the weather changes. Even today, though, we did have a golfer out there this morning in the rain, so
all right.
That was really, really awesome. It is an older golf course, the oldest one in Redding, and it's located under the trestle, so it has a lot of history that goes along with it. It's a great place. We have activities for pretty much everybody. We have Girls Gone Golfing on Monday nights. We have a Wednesday night scramble that a lot of people play in, 40, 30, 40, 50 people on Wednesday nights. It's open to anybody that wants to come.
Wow.
We have Twilight Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so we have reduced rates, so you can come and learn and have fun at a reduced rate. You know, 2-for-1 on Tuesdays, all sorts of different things. Then we do night golf too, which is really a blast.
Now you brought these fabulous night golf. I mean, I didn't realize that night golf meant that the balls were gonna have a light. They have a light inside.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you brought these balls that if you hit it, that's when the light turns on.
Well, you bounce it on the ground, the light comes on. They stay on for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So you have time to find your ball.
Very good.
Our golf course has several lakes on it. But we take those out of play during the night golf, so you don't have to worry about hitting over the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's a real fun for all activity. We have people bring their families. We have, you know, people that just come to play. So we do that once a month in the summer. The first one will be May 14th.
May 14th. Okay, that's coming
you
right up.
You need to sign up in advance for that, though, because it's limited space because we have to have enough golf balls.
Yeah. Wow, those are cool-looking golf balls. Now, what about, are there, like, do you have a lot of tournaments or things that happen?
Well, tournaments are sort of a love-it-or-hate-it part of golf.
Oh, I see.
A lot of people just like to come and play with their friends.
Okay.
A lot of people don't like to play at the competitive level. They just compete against themselves or just out to have a great walk, great exercise. You know, a lot of different reasons it's a beautiful place to be. So we do tournaments and we do events for different groups, and that's part of what we do at Lake Redding, but that's not all of what we do. So, you know, there's just something for everybody there.
What are the age groups of people who golf these days, or who's golfing these days?
I would say we have one, probably our youngest golfer that's out there consistently with his dad is 5.
Yeah.
And as you know, we have some 90-plus
All right. guys. I'm rooting for that crowd. I know that crowd.
Yeah, and there are several of those guys that play 3 times a week.
Excellent.
So it's pretty much across the board.
Now, is it expensive to golf?
Oh, it's affordable.
Okay. What does it cost for, was it 9 holes? What are people out?
Well, that's why we have a lot of incentives
and
lots of fun different things to do, like a twilight rate. So you can come out Monday afternoon and play for $5 if you're under 17 or over 62.
Wow.
And $8 otherwise. So,
excellent.
You know, 9 holes, that's an hour and a half of a walk. It's very affordable. Okay. We do rent clubs. We do have clinics coming up. We have co-ed clinics coming up for beginners. We have a women's clinics coming up. So we've got pretty much everything out there for you. Just give us a call or come by and check it out.
I love it. Okay, so there's no real excuse to not get into golf. I mean, you're going to help somebody in every way.
How many, what percentage of your golfers ride carts versus walk?
Oh, gosh, I would say 80% walk.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
great. At 80% walk. Our course is really easily walkable. It's a great walk because it's pretty flat. I would say the ones that do ride is oftentimes our older population, and they'll walk 9 and ride 9.
Oh.
So that they do get as much walking as they can.
Yeah.
Or we get once in a while a guy on his lunch hour, and he wants to get around real quick.
Yeah.
And he'll want to take a cart. So, you know, there's different reasons and why people would or wouldn't take a cart.
Our previous president, George H.W. Bush, was famous for speed golf, where you get on the cart and play around in, I don't know, half an hour or something like that.
Impressive. Well, hey, we're going to take a break here. You're listening to Positively Healthy. We're having our fitness show, so stay tuned. We'll be back for more in just a minute.
Mm-hmm. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestone.
Oh, well, welcome back. Hi, Redding. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And, you know, we have Linnell Smith in the studio today, and she's one of the owners of Lake Redding Golf Course. And welcome back, Linnell.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you're teaching us so much about what you have going on over there. It sounds like golf is within reach of lots of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think of golf as like $200 to do, or, you know, just some crazy, I don't know, those are the stories you hear. We went to Maui and it cost blah, blah, blah to golf, you know,
right.
And I thought, wow,
right.
Okay, I'll never be golfing.
You can golf for a year at Lake Redding for what one round in Maui costs.
My kind of place, I can already tell. Hey, you know, over at Lake Redding Golf Course, there was sort of a geese issue there for a while. Tell us how were they there for a long time? I know you've just had the place for a year, but when you got the place, did they say to you, hey, by the way, you've got like a lot of pets out there? Or
Actually, when we took it over, it had been closed for nearly a year.
Okay.
I think 6 or 7 months at
least.
So there had been a problem with the geese for years. Part of the proposal we made to the property owner was that we wanted to have our dog on premises, who's a big 7-year-old yellow lab, and she chases the geese.
Ah.
So that's the reason we don't have geese at Lake Redding any longer, so you don't have to worry about all the issues that come with the geese being out there. We do have some mallards out there. We have a couple that are nesting in the ponds, and we encourage them because they don't do the damage, and they're not as destructive, and they're not as problematic around the golf course as the flocks of geese were. It's a big park. They can go land somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And what kind of damage were the geese doing?
Not only do they eat the grass, but they leave their marking or their...
Suddenly there's silence in the studio.
Suddenly there's silence. There are deposits all over.
I see. So that's
and that's huge because it's on your shoes. It's in the
so
way when you're turn
padding. Off for everybody. Yeah. Okay.
But it's
very
fun.
Annoying and often hard to avoid.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's no longer a problem.
All right. And then now, is your dog just like a really fit dog always on the move? Or are they, have the geese sort of gotten the hang that they aren't supposed to be there? Or is your dog just out there like going wild?
At first, she was out there a lot.
Yeah.
But now she lays around a lot and knows which golfers like her, so she can go sit by them. She's just part of what happens at Lake Redding.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I want to say that I grew up in Redding and learned to play golf both at Riverview and at Lake Redding. And I really learned how to play golf at Lake Redding. I spent a whole summer when I was in junior high. I think it cost me $35 to buy a summer pass or something. And I played every day. And the course is a terrific course. It's short, but you really have to learn your irons and your short woods and your approach game in order to play Lake Redding well, and these are lessons that, you know, will hold you in good stead no matter where you end up playing later on, whether on a championship course or a famous course at a resort. It's a really, really good place to learn and to work on your golf game.
Thank you.
Now, you have a pro shop there too, or is there a...
We have a club repair service.
Oh, okay.
Right. And we do build custom clubs there.
Oh, wow.
There's a little change in how that's all working, but it's still going to be available. But it's part of what's happened at Lake Redding for a long time is the club repair, reshafting, new grips, all the things that go along with.
Oh, wonderful.
Golf course.
And then do you also have a little restaurant or what do you, like a little snack spot?
We have sandwiches, tri-tip sandwiches, hot dogs, real easy things like that that suit the golfer because you want something quick you can grab and
so you don't have to pack your lunch. You can eat there.
No,
that's
you
good.
Have to eat there, yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
How much work is it to own a golf course? I mean, I can imagine, you must be mowing and tending a lawn that's 10 acres in size.
22.
And how long is that? I mean, that's a job that never stops, right?
Absolutely. Well, fortunately, that's my husband's business. He's a golf course superintendent by education. Went to Davis way back in the 60s, and that's what he did.
Perfect. So boy, is he the guy for
so
this.
So he'd been a golf course superintendent for, I don't know, 20 years, and then went back into golf course construction for 8 or 9 years, and then came back to Redding because there wasn't really a lot of golf construction in Shasta County and started doing custom landscape. And then when Lake Redding came along, it was like, well, this is meant to be.
Oh, so, yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're both, now you're from Redding.
I'm native Redding. Yeah, okay. Born and raised here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then
went to Enterprise.
Oh, Enterprise. Okay. We didn't, but we still love you. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
The golf course, phone number, 243-1930.
Okay.
And you can call us there. If you get the answering machine, it's probably raining.
Well, thanks for coming on today. It was absolutely enlightening. I learned a lot.
Play golf.
I can tell that we'll be there. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. You're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR Shasta Redding. Well, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. If you're out and about today and you've just gotten your car, well, This is 1460 AM, Reading's new talk radio station. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit here. You know, we're having our fitness show, and I want to talk to you about dehydration. And, you know, it's a funny thing. I mean, dehydration means that you're just not, you're not drinking enough water. And we have hit the, we think about water a lot. And in the summer when it's over 110, and then the rest of the year, the rest of the temperatures, we just don't really think about it. And suddenly my mouth feels really dry. So I want to talk to you about common symptoms of dehydration and why it's so frustrating. And so one of the first symptoms of being dehydrated is that you feel hungry. And that's just about the most confusing thing ever, because wouldn't it be nice if you just we're thirsty, and so, but instead you feel a little bit hungry, and thirst is one of the symptoms, but you know what, it's down there pretty far on the list. And so, you know, if you're somebody who has a little bit of a munching issue, you know, you might want to think, maybe I'm a little dehydrated here, which is why I keep coming back and wanting to have snacks. And then another thing that is a symptom of being dehydrated is low energy. And so, you know, when your energy is low, like the number one complaint we have right now for people in the United States is that they're tired. And so, you know, it's so easy to want to rely on stimulants, caffeine, anything that kind of gives you a little bit of a boost, some sugar that gives you a temporary up and then a great big down. And so, so think about water again when you're looking at the fact that your energy has gotten a little bit low. Another thing that happens when you're dehydrated is you have fuzzy thinking. And so, you know what happens when you have fuzzy thinking? You make mistakes. And so, you know, that might not be a big deal if you're just using the remote. But if you're driving or using a sharp implement, you know, mistakes are kind of a big deal. And so, so let's have you, you know, rethink that. If you are noticing that, you know, I miscalculating things, I'm saying words at the wrong time, maybe you're a little dehydrated. So think about a little bit more water. Another thing that happens if you're dehydrated is that you just don't get good deep sleep. And so, you know, the first thing we have a tendency to reach for is some type of sleep aid that is pharmaceutical in nature. And what's the other thing? If I'm telling you right now, drink more water, that doesn't mean 5 minutes before bed or you're not sleeping. You're going to be up, you know, using the restroom. So there's this thing called prehydrating. So if you're thinking that you are a little bit, maybe you're not sleeping because you are dehydrated, let's have you consider having a lot more water, but earlier in the day. So that should bring you just a little bit better sleep. And so the fifth thing that is part of dehydration is the fact that sometimes you have a little bit of an attitude change, you know. So maybe it's a little easier to be negative than positive. And so sometimes when you get stuck in sort of a negative place, you don't really think about others that much. You're sort of a little more self-focused. And so, you know, if you're kind of noticing that, boy, you went from having a good attitude to just a not-so-good attitude, then consider hydrating. So, and then what's the best thing we have going for us? It's good old water, good old clean water. If you can have a nice filtered water that hasn't been sitting around in plastic, it's better for you. And so our tap water is so easy to filter with an inexpensive filter. I always send people down to Orchard Nutrition to get a really inexpensive carbon filter. And those carbon filters are under $100, and it sits on your counter. But you can also kind of rev it up and go for about a $300 or $400 filter that will filter little tiny, tiny molecules like arsenic if you want to go the distance there. So lots of options for you. You just need to get about half of your body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh about 120, you're looking at about 60 ounces of water. And that's just one of those funny things we all say, we healthcare practitioners, because you know what? If you really exercised a lot or it was hot, you're probably going to need more. And if you really didn't do a whole lot today and it was 70 degrees, you might need less. So that's a little bit of a ballpark, because we all have different metabolisms. Some people with blood sugar issues need a whole lot more water. So we're going to take a quick break here. And so you've been listening to Positively Healthy, and we have more guests to come in here, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Down to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling great.
Hey, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And, you know, our next guest, let's see if we can actually go to the phones and get her. We're having a little technical difficulty here today. So, Nate, our super engineer, what are our chances of getting Amy on the line?
Sounds like she's on.
Are you there? Amy? Nope. Did we not get it? Okay, so we're having some little technical difficulties.
We have a new board coming in, and so that must we're going to get rid of all these problems. It should be in next Tuesday.
Okay, so then are you able to get her on the line right over there and apologize to her and tell her that we'll just have her on another time? Okay. All right. So, you know, bouncing over to our next guest. That was going to be Amy Palko from Adamson's Peak Performance, and she was calling in to let us know what all they have going on over there. They have great programs for people getting fit and taking their step into exercise-dom. And so because we can't actually get her on the air here, we're going to move to our next guest. So we have our representatives from Curves. And so we have Don Sanchez. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Now, you are an owner of Curves. Curves for women, let me say. Hey, how'd that happen?
Well, my wife did it.
Your wife did it. She liked Curves.
That's right.
Okay. And then we have also Jen. Now, Jen, I just lost your last name here.
O'Brien.
Okay. And you work at Curves and right over here on Eureka Way across from...
We're in the Ace Hardware parking shop.
Ace Hardware parking shop. Okay.
Center.
Parking lot center. Okay.
Yeah.
Parking shop.
What?
So across from U Prep and
yes.
Like right there. Okay. Well, welcome to the show, both of you then. So nice to have you here. Now, I've had patients over the years who are Curves addicts. And so there are a lot of people who are listening right now. They've probably seen your sign, but they have no idea what's inside. So what's in there? What are they doing in there?
Well, we are specially designed for women, and
okay.
One of the great things about Curves is you can get a complete workout in just 30 minutes and results in 3 times a week. So by the time you're done with the circuit, it's circuit training, you've worked every major muscle group in your body.
Wow.
And haven't had to put a whole lot of thought into the program. We're there as coaches to encourage you to make sure you're doing the correct form, to make sure you're going to at your best ability. So...
Now, in 30 minutes, so you walk in, and when you say you're doing a circuit, now what does that mean? Is it like something with ropes? I mean, I know it isn't, but I'm just, I'm like,
right.
Just sort of like, explain what the listener would do if they were to show up. So you have a lot of machines, right?
We do.
Okay.
We have several machines. The machines each are for the different muscle groups. And then if somebody were to walk in, we'd work with them one-on-one as their personal coach and show them how to do it. So whether they're working their biceps and triceps or doing a squat machine, they're all based on... So instead of using weights or those kinds of things, it's all on hydraulics. So the faster you go, the more resistance there is, and then the slower you go. So it's really for all age groups.
So a beginner would just go a little slower,
exactly.
And the better shape you get in, the more you're just going to speed it up a little.
Exactly, and we're there to ensure that happens.
Okay, now before, I remember there were these fabulous machines, and then in between, there was a little bit of a break, like you would stand on like a nice little piece of hardwood floor or something, and did you still mm-hmm. do that? I haven't been over
we
for
do.
A while.
We do. It works in 30 seconds, so as well as 30 minutes, every 30 seconds you switch stations. So in between your weight training, you're doing 30 seconds of a recovery board. So you're putting all of your energy into that machine for that 30 seconds. So by the time you get off, you're exhausted.
Okay.
And so then you just move or run in place, and that keeps your heart rate up, so you're getting your strength training and your cardio in that same half hour.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, and in 3 times a week, you can change your life.
Absolutely.
Now, let's say you have, like, knee problems or, a right elbow that doesn't really work. How do you maneuver around through the circuits? Do you just skip some things? To work with your little...
Well, we encourage the members to do what they can. We do modify a lot of the machines. If you slow them down and do smaller range of motion, then they can still do the machines. But if in some cases of injury, there are times where we just skip a machine altogether.
Okay.
And that's fine. And you can do 2 of another machine, but we work with you in those cases.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, and then... I'm getting feedback here. Okay, so success stories. Tell us some things that people have done that are just really cool over there.
Well, with all of our members, we start, when they first come in, we take all of their measurements, and we also do their percent body fat, which one of our members, when she started years ago, she was 51% of her body was actual fat. Today, she's 16%.
Wow.
And so that's huge. We've had another member who's 87 years old. We call her the queen of the club. She works out harder than some of ladies who are in their 30s. But she has was in a bicycle accident and came to Curves probably 6 months after the accident, after she's done her rehab and all of that, and has says that Curves is why she had the strength to take care of her husband. She's back on her bicycle again, and just super inspirational for 87 years old.
Wow, that's great. So, Don, what's it like to be a part owner? Now, you own this with Don Ostendorf, right?
That's right.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you both decided let's purchase a Curves, or how did you come about deciding to go into this business venture? And how long ago did you do this?
Well, my wife was actually working out at Curves for quite some time, and she really liked it, and when the owner decided to sell, she remembered that my wife liked it and said, if you ever thought about selling, let me know. And so she called my wife and said, guess what, things have changed and we need to move, and I remember you saying that you were interested, and that's where it started. And then my wife, who is the business manager for Don Ostendorf, Center for Consulting, talked to Don about it, and we kind of incorporated the whole thing. It was mostly my wife, though. She just really had the passion for it.
Wow. And how long did she go to Curves before she realized she wanted to invest?
Actually, she went for a couple of years before that happened, and they have what you call a buddy system. And she went with one of her co-workers at Don's office. And, that works really well. It's when you go with somebody, it gives you more incentive, and you're accountable.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of the buddy systems going on there.
Now, do you ever, since Curves is for women, do you break in the middle of the night, crank on the music, and work out just to be a rebel, or?
No, but, they just started with this new Zumba thing, and I must admit I've tried that.
Admission. So what is the Zumba craze here? We have Zumba people coming on in like 2 months, what's that all about?
Well, it's one of the best things that Curves has added to their program, because the ladies love it. Across the board, all age groups, they even have little hip scarves that have the little jingle jangle.
And they okay, Dawn.
He doesn't wear it,
okay.
I promise.
All right.
But it's an hour of it's a half hour still program where it's still where you dance, but you do it for a minute. So you Zumba for a minute, and then you do the machine for a minute. So you're still doing the strength training as well as the added cardio.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just have a really great time. We have instructors come in who lead the dancing part, so you follow the instructors. And the key is, as long as you're moving and having fun, then it's successful.
Now, with Zumba, I mean, is it, what kind of music is it? Is it Indian? Is it?
It's a lot of Latin dancing.
Latin dance music.
Yeah.
Okay. So it makes you want to kind of shake your hips a little more than maybe an aerobic type?
Absolutely. And you learn a lot of dance steps and fun things like that.
And do you teach the people those dance steps too?
Absolutely, yeah. The instructor's there the whole time showing what to do, where to go, what's the next step. And there's just a lot of laughing and goofing off and having a good time while burning the calories.
So if you go to Curves, how do you know when you're going to, like, when it's all Zumba ready, or if you're going to the classic circuit training?
We have our set times. We have them on our website as well. We do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and one class on Saturday
at this
point. And so if you come in, we'll give you all those Zumba times, or you can check out our website.
Okay. And what is your website for those listeners who are like, okay,
CurvesReading.com.
CurvesReading.com. And then is it expensive to go to Curves? I can't remember.
Right now it's great. Most of our members pay $34 a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens.
And
okay.
Right now is a great time to join through the end of the month. Right now it's our annual food drive. So we are collecting food for our community, and with a donation of a bag of groceries, there's no enrollment fee.
And what's the enrollment fee usually?
We have a first visit discount, and so with that first visit discount, you can join for $49.
$49, okay. So every single year, Curves does a big food drive, or just this year? Or
every year, Curves across the country and internationally, it's a corporate-wide food drive. So for our community, there's four Curves in Shasta County, and we're all collecting food to donate to the community.
And where are you sending the food?
We have donated to the Salvation Army, the Good News Rescue Mission, Loaves and Fishes, and just we're trying to spread it across the city in different.
And how much did you say you've gathered so far?
Well, as a total, we have collected over 3,500 pounds with the four clubs, and we would love to. Our goal is to at least collect 5,000 pounds.
Oh, you're going to make it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have, what, until the end of the month,
mm-hmm.
So a little over a week here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here, and, you know, we've been talking to Dawn Sanchez and Jen O'Brien of Curves, and they're the Curves over here in West Reading. What do you call it, West Side Curves or West Side Curves? Okay, well, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. You're listening to Positively Healthy. We'll be right back.
Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, well, welcome back. Hey, we're in our final segment of Positively Healthy. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we have in our studio, we have Dawn Sanchez, one of the owners of West Side Curves, and we have Jen O'Brien, who works at Curves. So welcome back, you two.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now, you were telling us about your big food drive, which is very dynamic and nice, but you also are having quite an event here on April 30th. Now, what is that called, and what is the event?
Well, we are going to be having an open house and spring boutique, so we'll have people, crafts, and just different things that people will be offering to sell, and then also food and prizes and raffles, and all of it is in honor of our food drive. And so the public is welcome. Come check us out. We'll have Zumba going. We'll have the circuit open so people can see what Curves is really all about.
So it's at your location?
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
Then what's your address on Eureka Way for those who don't know my landmarks? Because I don't really know my landmarks.
Yeah.
So
we're at 2275 Eureka Way.
Okay.
And it will be from 9 a.m. in the morning to 4 p.m.
Okay, and so they can come in, it's an open house, they can walk in, they can look around, they can see Zumba happening.
Yeah.
And they can there are things for them to purchase, too, that
uh-huh.
are, okay,
yeah.
Well, that sounds really nice. You know, I want to cut over really fast and answer a question that's coming through our chat room, and the question is, if you don't have a lot of time, you know, what is the best type of exercise? And that just depends, for starters, on the person, you know. So if you are someone who's really out of shape, you know, one of the benefits of being out of shape is that it doesn't take a whole lot for you to hit training heart rate and exercise. So that could even be for someone really out of shape, that could be just deciding to go out and go for a walk. And so, you know, if you only have a quick 20 minutes, that could be walking, and you've put yourself into a workout state. For somebody else, that may mean definitely going up a hill or going upstairs or something if you have good knees. So, you know, you always have to kind of answer these questions that are very basic. And so you have to look at, I think my brain thinks as a healthcare practitioner. And so if you're looking at, you know, when Jen is talking about Curves here, you can see the different types of intensity in your program. Mm-hmm. And so when someone only has a half an hour, you can see how sort of a short burst and a rest and a short burst and a rest, so whatever that is. So if they at home have something even like a treadmill, they can do a short burst and a rest. And, you know, and then what you offer at Curves is your circuit training, where you're doing an exercise for a 30-second burst, and then you're doing a 30-second recovery, but it's still moving during the recovery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that could be helpful to that listener. Mm-hmm. And so I want to get here in our as we're finishing up, how did you get into fitness and working at Curves? I mean, you seem really committed, like you're into it.
Yeah.
You're a good employee to have.
Well, I moved here about a year and a half ago, and before I moved here, I worked as a certified life coach, so I've always loved connecting with people and helping them become the best that they can be, hit their highest potential. And so for me, partnering with the fitness world industry, what I love about Curves is the personal connection that we have with our members. So we know our members' names, we know who they are, we weigh and measure every month, so we're constantly involved in their lives, encouraging them, asking them questions of how we can help them to better succeed. So it just really fit with who I am and what I love to do and how I love to inspire people and see them inspired and empowered when they've hit, you know, set a goal and actually reached their goal. That's one of the greatest things for me, as well as it's a great opportunity for me to just keep health and fitness in front of me.
So oh, certainly.
And a lot of times, you know, when we get busy, we don't even think about it, but I'm in a fitness facility, so
yeah,
can't really forget it.
And no.
It's motivating. So.
Oh, that's great. Now, Dawn, is your wife still as gaga over Curves as she always has been?
Oh, ask Jen that. Definitely.
Oh, I mean, good. Okay.
Over the board.
So it didn't wreck anything, like, oh, we then bought Curves and it became a job. Yeah, okay.
And she's like... snowballing.
She said several times to me, by far, out of all the jobs that she's worked done, mm-hmm. that this by far has been the most rewarding and fun for mm-hmm. her.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on today. It's been nice having you, and I hope we've given the listeners, you know, more options. And so this is great. You know, you've been listening to Positively Healthy, and I want to review really fast some of these little pieces of information we went over. In case you missed the beginning of the show, I want you to rethink your hydration. So if you are even sort of considering exercise, I want you to realize that you have to have your little bottle of water with you. And I'm going to hope that that's a glass bottle because, you know, plastic just all sorts of weird gluck just sort of oozes into your water. And so, and to go over those symptoms of dehydration, we're looking at hunger being a really high, you know, hunger is a number one symptom of dehydration, along with low energy, fuzzy thinking, sleeplessness, and attitude change. And that's kind of, you know, whenever you're having a lousy day, those are things to consider. Consider having some water. Then I want to go over the fact that exercise needs to be fun. It's a key. And we've had two groups in here today that they love what they do. And I'm guessing that the people who are golfing love it. I know my neighbor Rex, who's 90, you know, he's exercising because it's fun. He's not getting up thinking, let me go exercise because I need to. He wants to get out. He wants to play outside. And he wants to see his friends. And so hopefully we can all keep that vision. And so, you know, when you have people who are doing Curves and they love it, and that, you know, that Zumba crowd, boy, they're something to be, you know, reckoned with. So they're out of control. So we'll talk more about Zumba here in a couple of weeks. But I want you to remember that if you're in our 30%, our people who are sedentary, we just, some of these ideas today might just be a splash over your head. And so what we need to do is just sort of think smaller. And so right now we've had a lot of rainy days and we've had a lot of dark days. And so, you know, starting in about October, we haven't had nearly the sunshine that we're accustomed to. So maybe you need to start just on some of these nice sunny days, just getting outside and walking to your mailbox, even if it is hooked to your garage practically. And so get outside, circulate a little bit, get some sunshine on your body. We're all a little low in vitamin D. In fact, we're crazy low in vitamin D this year, unlike anything I've seen in my practice. So that means we need sunshine, and you may not be inspired to exercise until you get your sunshine. So maybe you need to start there. So hopefully you've learned some things today, and I loved being here, and we'll see you soon. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt.